Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. It begins with you, the Nine Hard Truths, about love, that will change your life by relationship coach and podcast host. Jillian Turecki is a contemporary relationship and self-help guide, focused on how inner work shapes outer partnership, rather than offering dating tactics alone. The book argues that the common denominator across our relationship history is ourselves, meaning lasting change is most achievable when we examine our patterns, beliefs, and emotional responses. Organized around nine hard truths about love, it addresses common confusions such as mistaking chemistry for compatibility, staying silent to keep the peace, and trying to earn love from emotionally unavailable partners. Turecki blends practical coaching guidance with reflective prompts and body-based and mindfulness-oriented practices that support self-awareness, emotional regulation, and healthier communication. The overall purpose is to help readers build a more secure relationship with themselves so they can create romantic relationships marked by honesty, boundaries, intimacy, and mutual choice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, personal responsibility as the starting point for better relationships. A central premise of the book is that relationship improvement begins with self-examination rather than partner management. Turecki frames this as empowerment, not self-blame. If you are the consistent presence in every relationship, then your awareness and choices can shift outcomes over time. This lens encourages readers to look for repeating dynamics, such as pursuing unavailable partners, ignoring early warning signs, or confusing intensity with intimacy. It also challenges the habit of outsourcing happiness to a relationship, which can lead to overfunctioning, people-pleasing, or chronic disappointment. By asking readers to identify how they contribute to what is not working, the book positions growth as a practice of honesty and accountability. The emphasis is on compassionate responsibility, acknowledging patterns without shaming yourself, then experimenting with new behaviors that align with your values. This topic sets the foundation for the other truths, because clearer boundaries, better communication, and healthier partner choice all depend on recognizing your own tendencies first. Secondly, the mind is a battlefield. Triggers, stories, and emotional regulation. One of the nine truths highlights how internal narratives and emotional triggers shape relationship reality. Turecki focuses on the idea that the mind can amplify fear, interpret ambiguity as rejection, and repeat old stories that were formed long before the current relationship. When unexamined, these stories can drive protest behaviors such as withdrawing, attacking, over-explaining, or chasing reassurance, even when the present situation does not warrant it. The book encourages building self-awareness so you can notice what gets activated in you during conflict, uncertainty, or intimacy, and then respond with more intention. Mindfulness-oriented tools and reflective exercises support this process by creating space between a feeling and an action. The goal is not to eliminate difficult emotions, but to relate to them more skillfully, so communication becomes clearer and less reactive. By treating emotional regulation as learnable, the book links inner steadiness to outer relationship stability, especially in moments when fear and assumption would otherwise take over. Thirdly, lust versus love clarifying attraction, intimacy, and compatibility. Another hard truth in the book is that lust is not the same as love. Turecki addresses a common pattern in modern dating, confusing chemistry, attention, or intensity for emotional safety and long-term fit. Lust can feel urgent and intoxicating, but it does not automatically signal shared values, mutual respect, or the capacity to build trust. By separating these experiences, readers are invited to evaluate relationships more realistically and to slow down enough to observe behavior over time. This distinction also protects against investing deeply in situations where excitement is high, but consistency is low. The book reinforces that love is not merely a feeling but also an action, reflected in reliability, honesty, and care. When readers learn to honor attraction without letting it override discernment, they can make partner choices that support security and intimacy. In this way, the topic becomes a practical filter for avoiding painful cycles fueled by mixed signals and unmet needs. Fourthly, self-love, boundaries, and the end of trying to be chosen. Turecki repeatedly returns to the connection between self-love and relationship health. Self-love here is not presented as a vague affirmation practice, but as a set of behaviors honoring your needs, setting boundaries, and acting in alignment with your worth. This matters because many relationship struggles are intensified by the fear of not being enough, which can lead to tolerating disrespect, shrinking your desires, or overextending to keep someone close. One of the book's truths is that you cannot convince someone to love you. A message aimed at breaking the habit of pursuing love through performance, patience without reciprocity, or persistent negotiation for basic care. By strengthening boundaries, readers learn to differentiate between healthy compromise and self-abandonment. The book supports the idea that choosing yourself is not selfish but necessary for mutual love to thrive. When self-respect is stable, partner selection improves and relationships are less likely to revolve around proving, pleading, or earning. Lastly, truth-telling and repair communication that sustains love after the honeymoon. The book emphasizes that honest communication is essential and that staying silent often creates more damage than difficult conversations. One Truth focuses on speaking up and telling the truth, which includes expressing needs, naming concerns early, and being clear about intentions. Jarecki also highlights that sustaining intimacy requires continued effort beyond the early stage high of romance. The honeymoon phase can mask incompatibilities and postpone necessary conversations, but long-term connection depends on how partners handle conflict, disappointment, and vulnerability. By encouraging readers to approach conversations with clarity and responsibility, the book positions communication as both self-respect and relationship care. Rather than aiming for perfect dialogue, the focus is on courageous honesty paired with emotional awareness, so discussions do not become blame cycles. This topic connects to the broader message that love is an action that shows up in consistent behavior, willingness to repair, and a commitment to being your best self even when the relationship is no longer new. In conclusion, it begins with, "You is best suited for readers who sense they are repeating the same romantic patterns and want a grounded framework to change them. It can be especially helpful if you often feel drawn to emotionally unavailable partners, struggle to communicate needs without fear, or find yourself confusing intensity with intimacy. The practical benefit is that the book keeps pulling attention back to what you can control: your self-awareness, your boundaries, your honesty, and your willingness to regulate emotions before reacting. The 9 truths function like a checklist for discernment and self-accountability, making it easier to spot when a relationship is built on mutual choice versus chasing validation. Intellectually, the book reinforces an empowering idea that personal responsibility is not punishment but leverage. Because your internal habits influence your partner choices and your relational behavior, what helps it stand out among relationship books is its blend of direct coaching style with reflective exercises and body-based or mindfulness practices, offering both insight and a repeatable way to work with triggers. Compared with purely strategy-driven dating guides, it focuses more on the inner conditions that make healthy love possible and sustainable. If you would like to support Jillian Jarecki, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.